This is Earth Notes. Botanist Charles Perry arrived at the Virgin River in southern Utah in the spring of 1874, eager to discover a trove of unusual plants. His timing was good. He was enthralled by the blossoming of the Virgin Valley that year. Perry was born in England, but grew up on a farm in New York. Like many naturalists of his day, he was educated as a doctor, but quit his short-lived medical practice to devote himself to botany. He collected plants on the Mexican Boundary Survey from 1849 to 1852, then spent years searching among the alpine regions of the Rocky Mountains. There he discovered a spruce that he named for his famous botanist friend, George Engelman. In Utah, Perry lodged in St. George with Mormon prisoner Joseph Ellis Johnson and his large, boisterous family. Johnson showed him a plant with yellow flowers that popped open at the same time each evening and that was visited by a special native bee. Perry named this evening primrose for his host, Joseph Johnson. When he finally saw Joshua trees blooming in the desert, Perry was disappointed by their ungraceful appearance and fetid odor. Still, he wasn't disappointed in Utah. He found 37 plant species unknown to science. In all, he discovered more than 100 new species in his 40-year career, among them Perry's penstemon and Perry's primrose. This Earth Note was written by Liz Blaker and produced by KNAU and the Sustainable Communities Program at Northern Arizona University. I'm Jillian Ferris.